The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us for this edition, November 2nd, 2022. Yes, that's right. It's a Tuesday. And, yeah, we have a two for Tuesday today, as a matter of fact. That means two guests in a row, and one of them is holding right now. When I get through the announcements, we're going to go right to Sophia Smallstorm. She's got the new Avatar update. We're going to be discussing a lot of pertinent issues here you're going to want to pay attention to. And, of course, we've got the sale on OptiVita products going on right now, 10% off the wellness winter wellness bundle. And that includes two packages of silver lozenges, a container of vitamin C, and one of vitamin D. The whole bundle retail is $70.90, but we've got it on sale for $53. Can't beat that. Now you can order one for every member of the family. And if you do, you see this book I'm holding right here. If you're looking at us on Rumble and Brighteon, this is the Credit Restoration Primer. If you order more than $200, I'm sending you the book absolutely free. And that will help you and anybody else you know make money cleaning up credit, because we can do that. Plus, we've got 10% off Vitamir products as well. So you got the toothpaste. Robert Tektalian will be on the show later in the week. And we want you to be aware also that as of last Thursday, our shipping program is experiencing some issues. We're unable to print labels for Power Mall packages. And, of course, the people behind the scenes are working diligently to resolve the issue. And we thank you for your patience and apologize for any inconvenience. In the meantime, we are proud to partner with the Genesis Gold Group, which is empowering faith-driven stewardship. Everybody wants to protect their assets. Here's a great way to do it, because the battle is between currency, man-made paper, gold, and silver. Man-made currency, we call it fiat. Some people call it monopoly money. You know, but I'll tell you what, you can't buy Park Place and Boardwalk. You can do it if you've got M3 credit, which is one of the reasons why we give away the Credit Restoration Primer with your $200 plus order. Because man-made currency always leads nations down the path to increased war, greed, and ultimate collapse. And why is that? Because they can borrow and borrow and borrow and write checks their body can't cash. And we all know that, don't we? It's one of the reasons why you're going to see what you're going to see on November 8th. Well, Genesis Gold Group believes in empowering faith-driven stewardship with gold and silver, which are an integral part of a balanced portfolio. And protecting your finances with precious metals has never been more crucial during these trying and very dark times. With a combined 50-plus years in the precious metals industry, your Genesis Gold and Silver experts will guide you through the simplicity of asset protection and growth with a Genesis Gold IRA. And if you want, because there are some people out there that, look, if you've been hiding money in the mattress, you got to stop that nonsense, because the fiat dollar is only good when the will of the people says it is, and when it becomes not viable because the will of the people has lost faith in it. This is what we call the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, right? It's actually we, the people. But the U.S. government has made a mistake and got its priorities all screwed up, which is why hiding money in the mattress is not a good thing. I would be personally buying gold and silver coins to hold. If you don't want to do a gold IRA because something in the market's freaking you out, we want you to look at it, though, and talk to a GenesisGoldGroup.com member. And, you know, if you want to call their 800 number, it's easy to remember, 1-800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. That's 4653. That's what the last G-O-L-D stands for in an acronym for the numbers. 1-800-200-4653. 1-800-200-GOLD. And talk to them before you make any decisions about what to do with the money you're hiding in the mattress. I mean, I'm keeping change. I know the pennies, you know, got copper a little bit. And, you know, all those pre-1964 quarters and half dollars and dimes. Yeah, junk silver's good. But you really want to talk to these guys about how to protect your assets in bulk, especially if you have a lot of money and you don't know what to do with it. You've got it invested in places that are starting to get under your skin. So once again, GenesisGoldGroup.com is the website to go look up. They can answer all your questions. So you can buy with ease. And by the way, for those of you wanting to attend the 2022 Red Pill Fall Expo, it's being held at the Salt Palace Convention Center inside the Salt Lake Marriott downtown at City Creek in Salt Lake City, Utah. And that's happening November 12th and 13th. That's Saturday and Sunday. And if you want to, you can register for the event on our email blast, which we send out. We sent one out yesterday. Use the coupon code POWERHOUR for 10% off. And, of course, we appreciate your donations to the Power Hour. And when you make a purchase at the Power Mall, you actually help support the show. That's how we do it. We don't, you know, we ask for donations. We have a Give, Send, Go account. You can click the Support Us tab. You can call Power Hour J at 877-817-9829 and make a donation by phone. And for those of you listening to the Power Hour by phone because you don't have internet, the number is 518-737-0180. And if you're smart, you probably already tuned in and listening to us on the phone. So we appreciate that and appreciate all of the announcements that we made up front. We got it all done in 6 minutes. Aren't you proud of me? Oh, what can I say? We have Sophia Smallstorm. She is an independent researcher who has written and presented extensively on hidden agendas and complex events since her work on 9/11. There have been a lot of people that have been affected by 9/11. And I guess right out of the gate, I'd have to ask Sophia, first off, welcome to the show. And what got you started into 9/11 before we get into the Avatar update you have out now?
Dave, I don't even remember. It just seemed so phony to me. And yeah. I happened to get some deception dollars. I don't remember if you know what those were, if you ever saw one. But they were in a little store in my town. And that just led me on the zigzag path to understanding a lot more about how the world works. And one of my favorite sayings is this: a straight line is the quickest way to the wrong place. Okay?
Makes sense.
You have to follow the zigzag path, and you will be led to where you're supposed to go. That's my motto.
Okay, so 9/11 is what got you started in all of this thing and looking in the wrong direction. I think most of us, you know, we've seen the 9/11 events that were on Daily Motion. And, of course, they were talking about, hey, where's the plane wreckage at the Pentagon and all that good stuff. And so, you know, people, I think with the media today, which have been bending our minds and putting us in a state of cognitive dissonance, I think that's the biggest part of the problem here. But now you're writing the Avatar update, which I get are your personal opinions. It says it right there in the update. But the thing is, you've done research into the subject matter and done the old Alice in Wonderland thing going down the rabbit hole. And, you know, I know a lot of people that want to do that. They are truth seekers, and a lot of them are listening to the show, Sophia. So let's go ahead and talk about the situation with this latest Avatar update. I have a copy of sitting in front of me right now. And by the way, folks, if you want to subscribe to Sophia's newsletter, we are going to include the link for you to get to the website in the email blast. It's sophiasmallstorm.com. And you can subscribe either by mail or, I guess, by mail.
By mail. That's yeah. Right. That's right. In fact, Dave, you do not have the most recent issue in front of you. This is the February-March 2021 issue, which you definitely should post for your readers, as there's a lot of complicated material in it, which I've tried to simplify. Our current 9/11, Dave, is this whole virus pandemic. Wouldn't you agree?
I definitely would agree, Sophia.
Yes. And what everybody is confused about, just the way they were confused as to how jet fuel could bring down those giant buildings, right? Everybody is confused about what a virus really is. And I live in San Diego, which is one of the biotech hubs of the world. And, you know, I've heard people say there's no disease-causing virus, and that's probably true, as no disease-causing virus has ever been isolated and proven to cause disease. But there are also people who say that virology is a made-up science. Well, you know what? It isn't. It can't be, because all these grants that go to these companies, the funding, the research, these PhDs, the research scientists, the universities involved in biotech, and also nanobiotech, what are they doing? What are they doing? When you read studies and you see the word virus, 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 what are they talking about? So that's what I have explained in this newsletter that you have in front of you.
I see that. And we're talking about DNA and everything else. I mean, we know about the mRNA jabs. Everybody knows that, you know, from looking at a lot of the patents that we have actually posted, we sent people to timetofreeamerica.com where they can actually look up Moderna's patents and Pfizer's patents and see all of this garbage that's being, you know, injected into these people that are just willing to make the government their savior. Because they believe everything the mainstream media told them. They've been locked down for all this time. I think that was all part of what you're getting at, right?
I am getting at the definition of virus in the context of the biotech world. What is it? What are they working on? So what most people don't realize, even though a lot of your listeners and almost everyone around me in this technological city of San Diego is familiar with computers, uses a computer or an iPhone, actually the most flexible, the most mind-boggling hard drive is DNA. Were you aware of that? They have now been able to upload millions and millions of megabytes of information on a single gram of DNA. So they have learned how to put stuff into DNA. And DNA is nature's oldest and most, it's our most resilient computer. It never goes bad. You can read it forever. It's self-correcting. And it also can accept code because it is composed of four nucleotides. These are adenine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine, and they use the letters A, G, C, and T. And combinations of these nucleotides in a code form, a binary code form, basically allow you to store information on DNA. So the first computer that was ever made was by IBM in 1956, and it was this giant box. You can see it online, pictures of it. The size of two upright pianos back to back. And all that it held was the equivalent of one MP3 song. It weighed over a ton. So now contrast that with the tininess of DNA, its incredible, eternal, almost eternal viability, and the fact that it is really flexible. It does this parallel computing so that it's actually more usable, user-friendly than our computers where we have what's called, we have to compute and store. We have processors and then we have areas in the computer that actually store the data. So that kind of computation is very clumsy. But DNA doesn't do it that way. DNA does in-storage computing. There's no latency. And the fact is that it can be written on now. And what are these viruses that they're making in labs? These are not anything that has anything to do with disease. They take a lot of different organic materials from plants, from human tissue, from feces, from organs, whatever kind of disgusting, you know, putrid mix of organs and material they choose. And after enough rendering, filtration, distillation, purification, they work these organic materials down to their bare essence, which are crystalline proteins. So proteins are the building blocks of nature. In your body, proteins are the structural components that make up the hardware of your body, the tissues and the cells. So when you render any organic material down to its basic componentry, you're going to get proteins that are crystalline in nature. DNA contains those crystalline proteins. When they write on DNA, they're actually writing on those proteins. And when they render these materials in labs down to what they call virus, they have made these filtrates. I call virus crystalline filtrates, okay? And that is the stuff Their cover story is that this comes from diseased tissue, but that's the cover. What they're doing is they're able and have been doing for a long time to program these crystal materials and insert them into your body by the way of what they call vaccines. Okay, so in their view, biology can be reduced simply to machines and machinery, and they have learned how to manipulate the smallest machines and machinery in biotech and in nanobiotech. Nano means less than 1 micron in size. It's very, very small. A micron is a millionth of a meter. So are you following what I have explained? Is it good enough, the job that I've done?
Well, so far, and the thing is in this article, folks, which we are going to share with you on the email blast, Sophia, you're probably one of the only ones I know that has explained what the term CRISPR technology stands for, clustered, regularly interspaced, short, palindromic repeats. And this is the only way to store DNA in cells is using CRISPR technology, and this is what they've done. So, yes, I mean, I've interviewed Judy Mikovits 4 different times, and she has gone through a lot of this stuff. We're looking at this as not just a bioweapon. It's a mechanism being used to depopulate the world. That's been our take from the get-go.
Well, yes, and what the depopulation is the end result of is this these changes that they're introducing in us under cover of preventive medicine, right? So CRISPR is like a pair of scissors that manages to edit the genome and the properties of your genes. So when they get those editing messages into your body, then your body has to start assuming those new directions and those new instructions, right? So this is how these vaccines manage to change your biology. They're actually today's genetic medicine. So we went from chemical medicine, which was big pharma, where their goal was to find a chemical compound, namely a drug, and to match it to every known ailment or disease. But then we went into radiation medicine, where they began to use screening and diagnostics using radiology and radiation, and they would tell you then what was wrong with you. Now we are into genetic medicine, and genetic medicine aspires to and brags about how they will personalize you and your the bank of things that they will do for you. And it's all gene alteration. So they're going to tell you through their diagnostic screenings that you are apt to get this, that, and the other disease. This is epigenetics, right? Mm-hmm. And then they will offer you personalized medicine in the form of vaccines. And they will say, through our genetic medicine, we can turn off X, Y, and Z genes in you, which are giving you the, you know, vulnerability for developing this kind of disease or that kind of cancer. And they're introducing now individually tailored medicine, which is a form of gene editing or gene therapy. And people don't understand this. They drive down the freeway and they see a big billboard, you know, such and such hospital, personalized medicine. And they think that it's a nice doctor who's going to sit with them and take the details of their problems. But it's not. It's this personalized viral therapy that they're going to give you because they know how to write on small pieces of organic material and insert those into your body.
To me, this kind of represents medical malpractice because of the fact they're lying to you, telling you the stuff is safe and effective, when in fact it's out to alter your very God-created, God-given DNA into something that they can take and manipulate and alter. And if, and God knows, we haven't even gotten to the part of how 5G and EMF and all this affect the human genome or whatever it is, the genome that they're trying to alter and plug and play, like copy pasting and text editing. I mean, this is literally what we're looking at using CRISPR technology. Most people really haven't gotten that deep down like you have, Sophia, in trying to grasp and explain how this works. And then you even quoted Ray Kurzweil, the inventor of the Kurzweil keyboard. And since I'm a keyboard player, I saw that in the article and I went, whoa, I know who this guy is. And he's saying that nanobots are going to be flowing through our arteries to keep us healthy and transmit our brains into the cloud. I'm like, whoa, excuse me. I mean, you have to accept that first. You have to be stupid enough, or let's put it this way, the cognitive dissonance hasn't left you to the point where you can formulate the truth in your mind. And this is a truth bomb, folks. If you think that that vaccine or whatever they want to call this thing, we call it the jab. If you think that's going to help, I've got a case of remdesivir for you. And, you know, this is what now they've got lawsuits filed in California over this very thing. People are accusing the hospitals of death being a death camp. And that's what I've always called them, especially in light of this pandemic, because this is exactly what they've done. And Big Pharma, I mean, we've always just said follow the money, because they're making billions and they're going to now increase the price of all of these drugs to pay for all this genetic engineering you're talking about.
Yes, that might be the case. Their goal also is to harvest us, to transform us, to make us. I mean, I'm just saying this. This is my opinion. Mm-hmm. And when I say, you know, on my newsletter, personal opinion of Sophia Smallstrom, I'm not trying to be lofty or pretentious. I'm actually doing that to protect against the accusation of peddling fake news. All right?
I get that.
We're all aware of that. They'll tell you you are a fake news peddler. But the fact is, I am reading, I am thinking, and I am distilling into my interpretation, and that's what my newsletter consists of. By the way, my newsletter is available on sophiasmallstorm.com. There is a little icon on the left that tells you how to get it, and it's by subscription donation. And it comes by hard copy snail mail, Dave. This is so that people like you who want to read it can sit down with a nice cup of tea by the fire and actually sit and read uninterrupted. Turn the pages, underline things. This is what we have to do. To absorb material, we have to actually sit with it in our hands. That's my belief. But I am old-fashioned. So when you're saying if people are stupid enough to let this, that, and the other thing happen, to let their genes be edited, they are working on us generationally. All right? So somebody from our generation may refuse and be horrified at the thought of personalized medicine, our own gene editing programs being put into us to treat disease before it happens. This is what they are saying they're going to do.
Wow. Well, hold that thought, Sophia, because we're going to a break right now at the bottom of the hour. We're going to come back with Sophia Smallstorm and continue this conversation, folks. Now, we're going to give you these links on the email blast, so don't panic, all right? We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and you gotta love this middle of the week hump day, right? Yep, November 2nd, 2022, and we're here with Sophia Smallstorm. She has a website called sophiasmallstorm.com. We're going to share this latest Avatar update. It's February, March 2021. We're giving it to you as a sample so that you can see the quality of the material that you're going to be getting when you subscribe with an annual donation of $50 to the newsletter. And all of the details as far as ordering is all included on our email blast that you're going to be getting. And what do you mean you don't have our email blast? You need to subscribe. Go to thepowerhour.com and find the link and hook up. You can also text 22828 on your cell phone to Power Hour, and we'll hook you up that way. Some people just don't like to read on their cell phone. They want to read it big. And so, you know, use your home computer if you're going to do that. And get the email blast and stay informed, especially with the guests that we have on here. Sophia obviously has done an intense amount of research into this, even though it's her own opinion. You know, the opinion had to come from somewhere, had to be formulated somehow. And that happens when you do research and you start putting on your critical thinking cap. Right, Sophia?
Yeah, you have to be able to hold a lot of information in your head. That's called spatial or abstract thinking. And then you have to be able to tie it together and simplify it, which is what I do. I try to answer my own questions. So that's my method. Yeah.
Okay, before the break, we were, you know, in the middle of thought when we had to, sorry, rudely interrupt you for this, for the break that we took. Go ahead and continue with your thought process there.
I was referring to the phrase that you're going to see in this modern genetic medicine era that we're in, treating disease before it occurs. And these researchers say themselves, there was a Microsoft research video that's posted to my blog, which is sophiasmallstorm.com, and it's titled Biocomputing Inside the Cell. And from that video, you will realize that they are programming DNA. So DNA, Andrew Phillips is the head of biocomputation at Microsoft Research, and he says it's just like a computer. We can program a whole range of complex behaviors just using a DNA molecule. So biocomputing is what they're all into now, and they're very excited and interested to put that biocomputation into us on an individual basis. This is the crux of it. They are going to get you. You know those PCR tests that they were doing in spite of the fact that they're highly inaccurate, right?
Yes, I know very well.
Okay, so let me just get you into this line of thinking, Dave. People were being tested daily, weekly, monthly, and those results were going somewhere. They're going into a data bank, and they're building a digital twin of you. They get your DNA from those tests, so they can update on a daily basis what's going on inside you. That's how they're building this digital twin. And we really need to be aware that in this modern era of high technology, artificial intelligence, you're aware of that, no doubt, they are merging us with the metaverse. And one of my favorite researchers, Allison McDowell, who makes wild predictions, but they all seem to have basis in what we see in real time. She said on one of her interviews, I hope you have her on someday, Dave, we will be so physically sick and miserable that we will want to live virtually, all right? So you've heard of the virtual goggles, right?
Yes.
Where you sit in your bathrobe in your tiny home and you're all squished and sequestered and you feel terrible because you've got all kinds of ailments and problems that modern medicine is treating through this personalized genetic therapy, but none of it is working. It's making you worse. And so you put on your goggles and you see yourself sailing along the savanna in Africa with gazelles next to you and the breeze blowing. And, you know, it's basically visions of sugar plums, right? And they know how to change the sensations in your neurology so you will feel the breeze. You will feel like you're really there. So the idea is to make us feel worse and worse and worse, get worse and worse in our real lives, but we will be able to treat that, remediate that mentally and emotionally through these virtual goggles, which will eventually be implants, chips implanted in our brains.
Yeah, I'm not liking that idea, and I've never had the swab, and I've never had the jab. So that is not happening in my world, and my motto has always been, come with a jab, leave with a bullet. So, you know, I don't subscribe to any of it. I just think, even so, with what you're just describing, I can understand why we might even be facing this stuff you see in Manchurian Candidate. And that kind of garbage. I mean, they could program people to literally turn on their families, turn into killers. I mean, literally, if what you're saying is true, and I know you say it's your opinion, but there's enough justification behind everything that's in this newsletter, which I'm imploring people, you really need to read this and subscribe, because, you know, Sophia's onto something. And you need to understand that this is something that could literally be used to turn society on itself. Am I off the beaten path here, or am I right on point?
Well, that's one possibility, definitely. I mean, the possibilities, there's a range of them. We don't know what's going to happen, but we have to observe what is happening and try to take it in different directions to understand what the goals are, right? So you would refuse all these things that I just discussed. You would not want to sit in your bathrobe in your tiny home. By the way, you know, you will have outfits, but they
will be
only available to you virtually, and you will have to pay for them.
Oh, my.
So the avatar that you are seeing yourself as through your virtual goggles will be dressed maybe like in a Superman suit, but you will have to pay for that online to give yourself the proper attire for the adventures that the goggles are offering you, right?
Yeah.
And this is not appealing to you, Dave. But it might be appealing to your great-grandchildren, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, I see where that's going, except if they, you know, if my grandkids are educated and understand what you're saying, even if it takes them a while to get the gist of everything, if they're being told that the DNA that God has given you is going to be altered and they're going to mold you into something you might not want to be, it might convince a few kids not to go along with it.
All right, Dave, I'm going to really simplify stuff. So I am seeing you on my computer, and you're
wearing
glasses, right? Wearing glasses.
Or I can do without it.
Okay, but then you have a headset on. So this is very basic technology. You probably, I don't know if you had glasses before you ever put a headset on your head, right?
Yes.
But the argument by people like Ray Kurzweil goes like this. Hey, technology assists us. A man who limps has a cane. That's a form of technology. A person with vision problems can wear glasses to rectify the vision problems. All right? So what's wrong with improving that technology by leaps and bounds such that you then become indelibly part of technology? Technology is in you. You are in technology. You're all one, and you can do things that no human being from 200 or 500 or 1,000 years ago ever dreamed of. So our great-grandchildren will clap their hands with joy at this thought, right?
Well, they'd have to be conditioned to want to clap their hands at that. They'd have to understand what's in store for them, because once they enter that realm, to me, they get away from God, because most of the people listening to this show are Christians, and they're not buying any of this idea that these people out there that think that they have everything, they're all that plus a bag of chips, and we're nothing, and we deserve to be just slaves to the rhythm. You know, a lot of us don't subscribe to that. And they're going to tell their grandkids the same thing. Don't you dare.
Well, of course, but then your grandkids are influenced by propaganda that's in their milieu. You know, they're not going to come running home to you to get your advice and opinion every single day. You can say what you can say, but the fact is that humanity has changed a lot, especially in the last 100 or 150 years. You know, people who grew up with almost like just horse and buggy then saw jet planes. So we are catapulting forward, and there are so many changes hitting us, and it's very hard to grasp the real intent and the possible direction of all of them. What are the results going to be? So another thing that we might consider is this thought of human energy harvesting. And I just want to tell people, not all my newsletters are dense, and they don't all crunch the bolts and nails and screws of science the way this one does that you're going to see. Some of them are very, very different. And I have readers that send me emails that say, I never know what you're going to get into with each issue. But that's the point. The point is to be broad, and then to, when you hit on a topic, to go a little bit deep into it. So human energy harvesting is coming, whereby to date, technology has enhanced our lives. Your electric mixer mixes your cake batter. Your oven bakes the cake. You don't have to sit there and attend painstakingly and painfully methods of cooking and doing domestic things and travel that you once had to. So the day will come when biology will support technology. They're going to flip the whole thing. So your biology, the absolute poor of the world who own nothing except materials made of natural elements like wood, they don't have technological devices until they began to get subsidized cell phones. But people who are quote-unquote unemployed, who have no work, who are poor, they have their biological energy. I see you blinking, Dave, because you've taken off your glasses. That blinking movement is considered by futurists like Ray Kurzweil to be wasted human energy.
Ouch.
All right? The blood flow in your veins, the movement, slight movement of your chest as you breathe, the rustling of your pant legs when you walk, this is all energy that could be harvested. They can attach piezo nanowires to your skin, to your eyelids, to your pant legs, and they can convert those movements into millivolts of AC, alternating current, and you will wear a battery pack, and you will field. You will proudly tell your grandkids, you'll all sit down at the dinner table, and you say, how many millivolts did you create today in your battery pack?
Nano.
Right? And so then everybody's battery pack, the bolts in it will be dumped into the generator in their house, and then you'll power your refrigerator. You'll power your cell phone. There will be no more need for fossil fuels.
That's what they'd like to think. They really would. I mean, if you were to see this advanced into the state that you are talking about, what kind of time frame should we expect if we can cut it off at the pass? Because when people find out what their ultimate goal is, where Klaus Schwab and Harari and everybody else connected with the World Economic Forum says you will own nothing and be happy, they must be envisioning. And this is just individuals, because we had J. Edward Griffin on the show yesterday that said there is no such thing as groups. It's all individuals that are like-minded, that are thinking about this, that are all part of deep state, that are manipulating the data and manipulating this to influence us to go along, to get along, because we don't want to be refused and be rejected by society. So, why don't we just all just succumb to this and just let them jab us and do whatever they want with us and turn us into guinea pigs and basically turn us away from, God Almighty. And that we can be, down in hell with Satan when it's all said and done, because a lot of people out there that are listening to the show, Sophia, think that way. They don't want to be a part of this. They'd rather be dead than red.
I understand. I mean, this is us in our generation, but we have future generations that are going to be embracing it. I mean, already I have friends with teenagers who tell them, the teenagers are telling their parents, Mom, don't get upset at gender fluidity. Just think with a more open mind, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go have a sex change tomorrow, Mom. Don't worry. It's okay. Gavin Newsom will use a coat hanger. Don't worry.
Yeah, I just want to try something new. You need to be more open-minded. So the thing is this. In India, they're already, I don't know if they've done it or they're doing it. There's a large population in India, right? I think it's 1/6 of the world's population. These train stations, areas where thousands of Indians trample through every day, they're putting piezoelectric tiles under the feet of all these Indians, and they're going to harness the walking of all these people into electricity. Because one of my favorite subjects over the years has been piezoelectricity. And when an electrical engineer mentioned this concept to me, this was over 10 years ago, boom, the fingers in my brain snapped and said, hey, this is something, pay attention. So the rule of piezoelectricity is put a pressure, force, or frequency on a particular type of crystal called a piezo crystal, and it generates a voltage. Put a voltage on the piezo crystal, and it generates a frequency. So the microphone, the headset that you're using, they are dependent on auditory transduction, piezoelectricity. All right, mechanized transduction, I should say. Your ear uses auditory transduction. You have piezo crystals in your body, throughout your body, that create voltage. That's the electricity of life. The bioelectricity that you depend on is created through these piezo crystals that are in your bones, they're in your cells, they're in your microphone. And when you flick the Bic lighter, your thumb is depressing a little switch that squeezes a piezo crystal. It's getting a frequency, a movement, force on it, and it's going, ouch, and it releases a spark, which is voltage. So piezoelectricity is the concept by which they can convert our movements, our breathing, our existence, Dave, into electricity, into power. And they are going to do it. And they're going to give us brownie points for it, you know? They'll give you a little bit of crypto for all the millivolts you created for the world.
I see. Now we're talking about the digital currency being interlaced with your social credit score and what have you. And if you let us do this, then we'll give you lots of social credit points.
Social credit and crypto in your own account.
Wow.
I mean, they will offer this to the poor. They will say, you have no work, but put these piezo wires on your eyelids and give us energy from your body and we'll give you a little crypto.
Hmm. Now, this sounds more like Clockwork Orange to me. This is craziness. But this is what, you know, this is where science, even in the Bible, it does talk about the fact that in the latter days, technology will increase. And, I mean, this is where we're headed. And, you know, the drugs and everything that they're telling us, these jabs are not what they say they are. And this is the beginning of what you have been describing this past hour, in the way that they're going to transform or transhumanize us into energy-producing robots, basically.
Right. So synthetic biology, to synthesize, means to not just to create, it means to program. And synthetic biology is all about programming those materials in the natural world, which when they're reduced to their smallest components, they become effectively machines and machinery, and then reintroducing that into your body. And that is exactly the kind of experimentation that's being done now. And so there's going to be a selection process. Human biology is basically adaptation. If something is put into you, your body's going to go, huh, what? Your immune system, which is an intel network in your body, is going to try to do something about this foreign material that's in there. But if it can't, it's going to integrate with that, right? It's going to adapt. We are all being selected. This is like a self-selection. The way this unfolds, the way the stone rolls, the way this unravels is unknown, but there's going to be a selection process that goes on. Some people are going to adapt more than others. Some people are going to like it more than others.
Well, the bigger problem I have with all of this is the resistance, but we're looking at all this death count. We're looking at people that have had the jab, they've got the mRNA technology in their system, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're dropping dead of increased cancers, and of course they're hiding all that. They don't want to report on it because they know what's going on. This mRNA is violently reacting inside the human system. It's conflicting with whatever genomic activity is supposed to be going on. These people are dropping dead of myocarditis, pericarditis, cancer, strokes, blood clots. In Canada, they're literally burning bodies without the family's consent if they can't get all the clots out of them. People in New Zealand and England and Ireland, all these morticians are finding blood clots the length of a leg. So these vaccines that they're putting in, while their intent may be, and it may be the experimental phase of all of this, I really believe that the effort is to, first off, depopulate those who are unwilling to participate in their little experiment, because you actually alluded to, Sophia, the younger generation that are going to be duped into this because they think it's cool to sit around in your bathrobe being paid not to work with some goggles on your face, looking at all the stuff that they want to program that you're willing to accept. I find it illogical. It doesn't make any sense. I can't be happy doing it. And I think this is one of the reasons why they want to eliminate the older generation so they don't have to pay all the medical benefits for these people, which is why you're seeing increased cancers. So to me, I don't think it's experiments gone awry. I think the experiments they're doing now were intended to get rid of the people who are resisting what is about to happen, to open up the minds of those that they are educating in school to, oh, minds are like parachutes. If they're not open, they don't work. You should listen to everything we say and dive down the rabbit hole with us. You know, I just see that this is the what they're really doing. This is what they're this experimentation is all about, is eliminating as many of us as they can so they have less resistance in the long run. Do you see that?
Yes, that's a good point, Dave. The older generations are keeling over from these assaults, yes. But it's the progressive generations that are going to be molded into accepting this. That's the hope. And then, you know, the vaccine vials and batches and lots I learned recently, and there's a video about this on my blog, sophiasmallstorm.com. Those vials, those lots, more like it, were not made according to specifications. They were very loosely and sloppily generated with a lot of hit and miss, and that was deliberate, so they could hide and minimize the results, which were damaging, because in the specific formulation of these vaccines, I think they would be much more damaging.
Okay, so, and you could read more about that. We're at the break and we're out of time, Sophia. I wish we had more time to talk. This gets more intriguing by the minute. But you can go to sophiasmallstorm.com. Look for more information. We'll include this latest Avatar update in your email blast. We will be back up to the top of the hour break with Clayton Llewellyn from Heaven's Harvest Emergency Survival Foods. Stay with us.
Like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.